For the first time in more than a decade, the Florida legislature will fully fund affordable housing programs. This comes as the state faces what some call an affordable housing crisis. I'm Robbie Gaffney. The money can help people buy houses, pay for repairs, and more. It can also assist developers in building affordable apartments. Jamie Ross is CEO of the Florida Housing Coalition. She says years of sweeping money out of affordable housing coffers to be used for other purposes has helped create a statewide crisis.
We have families who are homeless throughout the state for no other reason than they can't afford the housing in the community.
Ross says the crisis isn't limited to homeless people. High rent and housing prices mean people like firefighters, police officers, and teachers can't afford to live in the communities they work in.
The affordable housing crisis goes from folks who are homeless to folks who are part of a professional workforce but just aren't paid enough to be able to purchase the property or rent the property that's in their community.
Now lawmakers have agreed to earmark about $370 million to help with that. Bay County Manager Robert Micah says it's a positive and reassuring development for people in his area.
It'll have a great impact on helping us get those individuals who lost their homes or their apartments in the hurricane back into permanent housing.
After Hurricane Michael hit his community, a lot of housing was destroyed or damaged. Micah says at first, about 900 FEMA trailers housed residents. Now, he says that number has dropped to under 500. Micah's hoping these funds will help transition even more storm survivors back into permanent housing.
A lot of folks that have jobs in that service industry that supports tourism, which is a significant part of our local economy, and having those people be able to have affordable housing goes a long way.
North Florida is not the only community excited to receive more funds.
It has gotten to the point where we need these funds so desperately.
That's Suzanne Cabrera, president and CEO of the Housing Leadership Council of Palm Beach County. She says the money can help meet specific community needs. In her county, some people are spending more than half their income on housing.
They don't have money for other necessities. They're having to go to a food bank to get food. They're having to look for assistance paying electric bills.
Cabrera says this year, Palm Beach is expected to get more than $17 million. That's a steep increase from the less than $2 million the county got last year.
We're having trouble recruiting and retaining teachers and people that work in the community because our housing costs are so expensive. So this will really help start to make a difference for the people. All across the board.
But Ross with the Florida Housing Coalition says 1 year is not enough to turn around the crisis.
It is a wonderful, wonderful move in the right direction, but we need the Sadowski Trust Fund monies to be fully appropriated for Florida's housing programs each and every year.
Ross says the housing need in Florida will continue to grow as more people move to the state. She notes more than $2 billion has been taken out of Florida's affordable housing fund since it began. For WFSU News, I'm Robbie Gaffney.